Well, hello and welcome to a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Been an interesting weekend here in Littlehampton, but I'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Before that, I just want to talk to you about growing aubergines from seed, because of course, one of the seeds in February's seed pack is aubergine, and that was scheduled to be sown today. So just want to speak to you and take a little bit of time talking about how I grow those from seed. Now, I do find aubergines, they do need a bit of heat to get started, and they need patience more than many of the other crops. 2025 was a great year for aubergines because it was so warm, it was so dry that we ended up with a great quantity of aubergines. But what I found is they really want some warmth to get germination. I actually start to sow mine in December. This lot we're sowing today, but they do want warmth around 20 to 25. So I filled up a plug plant trainer with seed sowing compost, dibbed a hole in each plug plant and dropped a single seed in each one, and then placed that inside my heated propagator. If you haven't got a heated propagator, a warm windowsill above a radiator will be fine. But once they germinate, it's all about making sure they get plenty of light. That can be a bit tricky. I do supplement my lighting with grow lights, but we have just about got enough light levels. If you face it in a south-facing window and reflect light back onto it, they should be okay. It is worth noting, however, rotate the seedlings around just so they don't lean over facing towards the sun. They get plenty of light on all sides. It's also worth noting gentle watering. So water the tray that they sit in rather than watering from above. They hate sitting in wet compost. And basically, as they grow, as the roots come out the bottom of a plug plant, we pot them up into bigger and bigger pots. They are a slow burner, but once they really get going, when the temperatures rise, they really do reward you. I will keep them indoors in my kitchen until about the middle of March. Then I'll go out. Well, we might get them in the shed a little bit earlier than that. But as long as they've got a bit of protection, they should be okay. Eventually, we'll be looking at getting some in the greenhouse grown in the auto pots or some outside. But if they're grown outside, they do need somewhere warm against a south-facing wall or fence or something like that, just so they keep themselves a little bit warmer, and you tend to get the best out of them. Full sun, moisture retentive, free draining soil, plenty of compost added to the soil, and they should do well. Eventually they'll start producing flowers, and when we see those, we start feeding with a good all-round tomato feed. That encourages the flowers and therefore the fruits. As long as the pollinator's about, if it's not too wet, they should get pollinated and those aubergines will turn into nice fruits. Now, these particular ones are decent-sized aubergines, but you really want to pick them when the fruits are nice and glossy, firm, but you squeeze them and they just give a little bit. That tells you they are ready, and you just cut the fruits off with a stem and off you go and use them. Used in a wide range of dishes, moussaka is one of the things that we love doing with aubergines, but there are lots of things we could do with it. Now, moving on from that, I'm not going to lie, the constant rain is getting really, really annoying now. It feels like every time I plan to get stuck in something outside, the weather has had other ideas. Now, because of that, the only day that I could really do any outdoor gardening was today. And Sunday is always a busy day for me. So it was a case of really making the most of it while I could. Next weekend, however, it does look like it might be finally dry. The weather could have changed, of course. But if that holds, I'm planning to spend a whole day down on the allotment just getting loads done. Now, as I said, I did manage to pop to the allotment this morning and tackled one job that really needed doing, cutting back the brambles coming over from my neighbour's plot. Not the most exciting tasks, because it's just one of those things that I'm really trying to get on top of. I really want to stop these brambles coming over. So I cut them back using my loppers, and I'm going to need a good pair of gloves to really finish that off next week. Now, next week I've got some big, big plans for next week. I've written a huge list of things that I really want to do, so I'm hoping that will work in our favour if the weather is on the good side. Now, at home, seeds and seedlings, of course, have been the main focus. Outdoor jobs have been very, very limited, so it's very much seed sowing has continued indoors. Been sowing a wide range of seeds and potting on seedlings, and this is actually paying off. We've got quite a few plants on the indoors that are really taking up lots of space, but it is meaning I'm getting a bit of gardening done. I did pop out into the garden this afternoon, managed to do a little bit of weeding. It's all the chance I get. I've just got to grab it while I can. Now, on a Sunday, I do like to set you a bit of a challenge or something that you can do for this week ahead. And what I'm going to set you to do is just pick one job that you've been potting off for a while, whether it's sowing a packet of seeds, potting something on, clearing a small patch, just get it done. Now, for me, my one job that I am going to do by Thursday, let me see, I have in my kitchen a huge box of microgreen seeds. I'm going to get those tidied up. I do grow a lot of microgreens and pea shoots and things like that. But I'm going to get those tidied up and out of the kitchen. That's going to be my one job. Nothing massive, but just one job that moves me forward. Now, as always, thank you so much for being part of the Supporters Club. Your support genuinely does make a difference, and I really appreciate you being here. I will be back again next time. Of course, tomorrow's podcast will be out tomorrow, as you would expect. But until then, please take care.